We are taking a closer look at National Eye Health Week, and today is also World Alzheimer's Day. Now, there is a connection around proper eye care and the difference it can make to people with dementia. To talk more about this, we have June Neal from RNIB and Barbara Sharp from Alzheimer's Scotland. June, let me start with yourself first of all, and obviously the importance of eye health is crucial to everyone. So a week like this is really good just to remind people to look after their eyes and look after their sight.
I think it's really important to highlight that incidences of sight loss are higher for people who are living with dementia. And also, as we get older, again, incidences of sight loss increase. You know, we have like one in five people over the age of 75 living with sight loss, and that increases to one in two over the age of 90. And if people do have dementia, it's very easy for often the signs of sight loss to be overlooked because they can be masked by the symptoms of dementia. We really just want to highlight the importance of detection of sight loss, the prevention of sight loss, and really the treatment so that we can maximise independence as much as possible.
And a real sign of how collaborative work can make a huge difference to individuals and their families.
Definitely. Barbara and I, over the years, have worked on the production of many joint resources because we absolutely think that this is an area that is maybe not appreciated about the impact of sight loss if you're living with dementia. And I think working together, we can bring the expertise from both organisations and reach a wider audience to get that message out.
And we have with us Barbara Sharp from Alzheimer's Scotland. Barbara, an interesting point that June made there about checking sight. Is that particularly difficult for someone with dementia? I know there's different types, but is it a common problem?
There are probably something like 850,000 people with dementia across the UK, Alan, and research would suggest that at least 250,000 have both dementia and sight loss. And it's reckoned that about 50% of sight loss is preventable. For example, in care homes, often things can be overlooked, and that often quite easily sort of accessible interventions could make a huge difference, just like a simple visual acuity test. But dementia, as you said, there are many different types, and we tend to suggest nowadays or look upon it as a syndrome. It's a collection of features, really, that arise from all different kinds of brain diseases, and therefore you get different difficulties being experienced by different people according to their type of dementia, but also because everybody is different. So you've already got the difficulties associated with age-related changes. And then you've also got the fact that a number of eye conditions are more common in older people. So things like macular degeneration and glaucoma and cataract. So these things might exist before somebody even develops their dementia or while they're experiencing their dementia. The person might also be experiencing things like diabetic retinopathy or loss of some vision associated with perhaps a previous stroke. So what we commonly see are people trying to struggle with a number of different conditions, but it's a very, very common aspect of the condition for people to experience visual disturbance or loss.
Does that mean then that an eye check would have to be done differently for someone with dementia than perhaps the eye check that many of us are familiar with?
Alzheimer's Scotland and RNIB have worked on producing a lot of joint resources to kind of reinforce that eye health care is for everyone and that people shouldn't be nervous about attending eye health checks because what, as Barbara has spoken about earlier, is that we want to, you know, have that detection of any of these age-related eye conditions so that we can have early intervention and further prevention of sight loss. Now, the eye examination can be tailored to suit the needs of the person living with dementia. And we've got like a nice promoting eye health care tip card where it gives you some simple suggestions just to sort of ease that process and maybe reduce the stress associated with accessing eye health care. So it's always really good to tell the optometrist or the optician that you've got dementia. Take along a list of your medications because that can affect your vision. Take along your old glasses and write down a list of any of the difficulties that you've been experiencing or maybe that your partner or your carer has noticed you've been experiencing. So for example, if you've been falling more or you've stopped doing any hobbies or you don't maybe like going out at night time anymore, write these things down so that it gives the optometrist an idea of some of the difficulties that you're facing.
It's quite easy for assumptions to be made that any difficulties the person's had do relate to their dementia, and it's quite easy to overlook other difficulties like visual difficulties that might just be missed because perhaps they might present through the person's behaviour changing or through things that you've mentioned like falls or the person becoming sort of more withdrawn or less communicative.
Barbara, with the eye checks, and can they make a visible difference then to people with dementia? Can they make a huge difference to their quality of life?
Without a doubt. You know, dementia has such a range of different symptoms associated with it that it's really important in terms of being able to enable people to be able to live well with their dementia, which many people can for a long number of years, to be able to take part still in the activities that they enjoy. So it's absolutely vital. And we rely quite a lot as communication changes in dementia more on our senses. And, you know, most people probably aware that memory can be a big issue and it can be really helpful to make the best of the person's memory if they can see clearly and have, you know, their memory prompted in a visual way.
We're almost out of time, and I know that there's a lot of resources out there. Come to yourself, first of all, June, from RNIB. Perhaps you could tell us, you know, what people could find and how they can do that.
If you just go into rnib.org.uk/dementia, that will take you to a whole host of resources all around about supporting and promoting access to eye health care, promoting eye health care tip card, a lovely wee joint leaflet about sight loss and dementia, and there's also a link to some useful podcasts about living with dementia and supporting communication in people with dementia and sight loss.
And Barbara, for Alzheimer's Scotland?
Yes, there's a lot of information on our Alzheimer's Scotland website, which is on www.altscot.org, and we also have a 24-hour free phone helpline, which is 0808 808 3000, and I'll just spell that website address for you. That's www.alzscot.org.
Barbara Sharp and June Neal, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you,
Alan.